CD 4.
Dangerous Beans sighed. "One rat can be brave, but a bunch of rats is just a mob," he said. "Are you right, Morris?"
"No, I was... Look, there was something back there," said Morris. "It's in a cellar. I don't know what it was. It's the voice that gets into people's heads."
"Not everyone," said Peaches. "It didn't frighten you, did it? Or us? Or Dark Tan? It made Ham and Pork very angry. Why?"
Morris blinked. He could hear the voice in his head again. It was very faint, and it certainly wasn't his own thoughts, and it said,
"I will find a way in, cat."
"Did you hear that?" he said.
"I didn't hear anything," said Peaches.
"Perhaps you have to be close," Morris thought. "Perhaps if you've been close, it knows where your head lives." He'd never seen a rat so miserable as Dangerous Beans. The little rat was huddled by the candle, staring unseeing at Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure.
"I hoped it would be better than this," said Dangerous Beans. "But it turns out we're just rats. As soon as there's trouble, we're just rats."
It was very unusual for Morris to feel sympathetic to anyone who wasn't Morris. In a cat, that is a major character flaw. "I must be ill," he thought.
"If it's any help, I'm just a cat," he said.
"Oh, but you are not. You are kind, and deep down I sense that you have a generous nature," said Dangerous Beans.
Morris tried not to look at Peaches.
"Oh, boy," he thought.
"At least you ask people before you eat them," said Peaches.
"You'd better tell them," said Morris's thoughts. "Go on, tell them. You'd feel better."
Morris tried to tell his thoughts to shut up. What a time to get a conscience. What good was a cat with a conscience? A cat with a conscience was a hamster or something.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that," he muttered.
"Go on, tell them," said his shiny new conscience. "Get it out in the open."
"Yes," said Peaches.
Morris squirmed.
"Well, you know, I do always check my food these days."
"Yes, and it does you great credit," said Dangerous Beans.
Now Morris felt even worse.
"Well, you know how we've always wondered how come I got changed even though I never ate any of that magical stuff on the dump?"
"Yes," said Peaches. "That has always puzzled me."
Morris shifted uneasily.
"Well, you know, did you ever know a rat quite big, one ear missing, bit of white fur on one side, couldn't run too fast because of a bad leg?"
"That sounds like additives," said Peaches.
"Oh, yes," said Dangerous Beans. "He disappeared before we met you, Morris. A good rat. He had a bit of a speech difficulty."
"Speech difficulty?" said Morris gloomily.
"He stammered," said Peaches,
giving Morris a long, cool stare.
"Couldn't get his words out very easily."
"Not very easily," said Morris, his voice now quite hollow.
"But I'm sure you never met him, Morris," said Dangerous Beans. "I miss him. He was a wonderful rat once you got him talking."
"Did you meet him, Morris?" said Peaches,
her stare nailing him to the wall. Morris's face moved. It tried various expressions one after another. Then he said,
"All right, I ate him, okay, all of him. Except for the tail and the green wobbly bit and that nasty purple lump, no one knows what it is. I was just a cat. I hadn't learned to think yet. I didn't know I was hungry. Cats eat rats, that's how it goes. It wasn't my fault. And he'd been eating the magical stuff, and I ate him, so then I got changed too. Know how that feels, seeing the green wobbly bit like that? It doesn't feel good. Sometimes on dark nights, I think I can hear him talking down there. All right, satisfied? I didn't know he was anyone. I didn't know I was anyone. I ate him. He'd been eating the stuff on a dump, and I ate him, so that's how I got changed. I admit it. I ate him. It wasn't my fault."
And then there was silence.